Boiled.
Boiled what?
Eggs.
Or, let's see, what happens when you break them in a pan of water and let them...
What do they call that? Poach.
In South Carolina, you sometimes find the pronunciation porched.
Is that right?
Porched eggs. But people sit on the poach.
Yeah.
When do they call beef when it's been dried and cut into long strips? Or cut into long strips and dried?
Well, now, I don't know. I don't know. I've heard that word, but I don't know what it is.
Dried beef?
Well, it would be dried beef, yes. Now these, you can buy dried beef at the stores, mm-hmm. but it's sliced, you know, just little, not much heavier than a sheet of paper.
And about as nourishing.
That's right. But these strings, I don't know what they call that.
Jerky?
I believe that's right.
Did they have much of that when you were a boy?
No, I never saw any of it at all. I think that's more of an Indian dish than anything else.
I ate some this summer in the Forest Service. The area was closed to grazing, and any cows in there were supposed to be shot. One of the fellows on the lookout station shot a cow, but he didn't know how to dress it out. And then he made some jerky, and the stuff was so tough you couldn't chew it.
Oh, yeah.
You just have to sort of rattle it around in your mouth and soak it to death. Well, we mentioned about the inside of the meat in a in a pig. What about this meat that's salted?
Well, they call that salt pork.
Uh-huh. And if it's smoked?
Smoked bacon.
Now, if you went in to order some of this, what would you say? Let's say,
a pound of bacon.
Mm-hmm.
They know that'd be the smoked meat, you know. Of course, if you wanted some of the unsmoked meat, you just call for salt meat. Now, some people call it sawbelly. That's just a slang expression.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only way I know that you would order it. Pound of bacon or pound of sawbelly or salt meat.
Now, if what about this that's sold in the slab?
Well, that's slab bacon.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say to the man then if you wanted one of those?
Well, you just tell him you usually want to slab the bacon, but I'll have to know.
In butchering, when I don't know about these things, and I'm just trying to find out, when they take the part that they're going to use for bacon from the pig, what do they call that?
That's the side.
That's the side of bacon.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And on the outside of a piece of bacon,
of course, after it's cured, you'd call it a rind. Mm-hmm. But of course, when it's on the hog, it's the skin, you know. Just the same as the skin on your arm.
Yeah, as a boy, I remember meeting all those bristles on that. I didn't think that was quite fair.
No.
Let's see, when they grind up meat and put it into a casing, that's...
making sausage.
And what do they do before they can cut off this meat? Well, what do you say when they're doing this, when they're preparing meat?
Well, now, they trim it off of the bones.
Well, I was thinking of a more general term. Let's say that the farmer brings the animal to be killed in and says, Ma, today we're going to
have some fresh meat.
Yeah, I'll get the kettles ready. I'm not going to go to the fields today. I'm not going to plow. I'm not going to harvest. I'm going to
render the lard.
How about butcher?
Butcher, yes.
I couldn't get that across.
I know.
What happened if you kept